Last week, the Pentagon announced it would be cutting back on the U.S. military presence in Iraq. That's a relief for some military families, but not for commentator Betty Baye. She and her family are still struggling to deal with the loss of a fallen soldier.
War is hell. And one cannot imagine how hellish until war comes home, as it did for my family on December 10th. That's when Sergeant Clarence LaVaughn Floyd was killed in Iraq. Vaughn was assigned to the 1st Battalion, 320th Field Artillery Regiment, 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 101st Airborne Division, based at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. My nephew, Davon's father, Vaughn Floyd, a son of East Harlem and the East River Projects in New York City, where we all grew up, came home in a box. And if you've never attended one, know that the U.S. Army knows how to throw a funeral. It was very emotional. A scene that included Vaughn's empty boots and his rifle with his helmet perched on top, and a small table nearby that held his photograph and the bronze star and the Purple Heart that Vaughn had earned. Then there was Sergeant Forbes, a man who bears the ugly scars of combat. He was a tower of efficiency and strength throughout, until he began to recite the names of the more than dozen others from Vaughn's platoon who also had been killed since the group arrived in Iraq on October 1st. Reading those names, that's when Sergeant Forbes' voice cracked. Those soldiers died, one, two, and three at a time. And at 28, Vaughn was an elder among his peers. Imagine that. From now on, when the political class yaks about the war in Iraq, I'll think about the two-hour drive from Harlem to the Calverton National Cemetery on Long Island. And I'll remember how the traffic was stopped, and how state police and town police and firefighters all along the way saluted as Vaughn's blood-red hearse passed by. From now on, when the political class yaks about the war in Iraq, I'll recall a lonely bugle playing taps and hear the rumble of the 21-gun salute. And when the political class debates the righteousness of this war in Iraq, I'll reflect on those rows and rows of white crosses at the military graveyard. I believe there'd be a lot fewer crosses if those who declare war were obliged to share the pain, were obliged to send their own children into battle. But my feelings about the Iraq war aside, I speak today to honor a fallen warrior. Like thousands before him, Sergeant Clarence LaVaughn Floyd was sent to war and he died. And his only son, my 7-year-old nephew Davon, has to know that his daddy was a hero. Vaughn was our hero. Vaughn was beloved. And though only recently dead, he's already and always will be terribly missed.
Betty Baye is a columnist with the Courier Journal in Louisville, Kentucky. This is NPR News.